You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers with MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. As always, joined by the inimitable Tom Singer, our man with the Buccos. Tom, how's the spring training going for you?
It's going good, thanks, Phil. It's going good for me, and it's going good for the Bucks. Things are looking pretty bright.
Well, right off the top, something I saw, I'm going to have to put the dreaded podcaster's curse on it because I don't know if this would ever happen. Somebody needs to contact Elias about this. Through the first eight games of the spring, no errors. How do you play eight spring training games in a row at any point in time without any errors? Must be tip of the bucko cap to the groundskeepers.
Groundskeepers, and also, you know, I mean, it's an old cliche, but also the pitchers. They've been working very well, good, quick pace. I mean, it goes back to keeping your fielders on the toes. Typically in spring training, you might have one of those dragged-out innings where the pitchers can't find a plate and the fielders fall asleep. We haven't had any of that, so I think it's just the age-old, you know, short pitching complementing, you know, the short defense. We've seen a string of really well-pitched games. Obviously, in spring training, you use dozens of pitchers, literally, but they've all been working quick and working sharp. And as you said, that's made the guys in the field look sharp, too.
The pitching across the board has been good. You know, Francisco Liriano debut, three innings, only one hit. Key move in the offseason, obviously, re-signing Liriano, getting him locked up to a three-year contract. You know, when you look at the rotation, what would you really say Liriano's role is? Has he kind of been the backbone guy the last couple of years?
Oh, definitely. I would say, you know, he's number one. You know, the fact that him being number one isn't obvious says a lot about just how the whole rotation has come along. In the past couple of seasons, Clint Hurdle would have had no problem whatsoever identifying his opening day pitcher. He knows who it's going to be this time, too, but he's not saying publicly. But the point is, he's got three viable candidates to be the number one guy. And the fact that it's not so clear-cut just speaks well to the overall caliber of this rotation. But I would say, given his work ethic, Liriano is number one, and, you know, Gerrit Cole number two, A.J. Burnett maybe slides down to number three. But Liriano is one of those guys that is definitely more appreciated in the clubhouse than maybe anywhere else because he's not terribly expressive. I mean, he's very cordial, don't get me wrong, but he doesn't talk as good a game as he pitches. The Pirates just like his focus, that look in his eyes when he takes the mound. He basically says that, the ball is in my hand, and when I let go of it, you're not going to do anything with it.
Yeah, I think he had to be very happy that the Pirates came and collected him again when he went out on the free agent market last year. It seems like such a good marriage. I've watched him a lot earlier in his career, and so hit and miss. And, you know, you got to give Ray Searidge and Clint Hurdle and everybody else around there credit for smoothing him out and finding some consistency there.
Yeah, basically. I mean, he's had some, health issues. This is so far, like I said, let's not put jinx on him, but knock on wood. This is the first of the three spring trainings he's had with the Bucks, where he's been totally healthy and strong, no issues whatsoever. And that has a lot to do with, like you said, the pitching coach keeping a very close eye on him to make sure he doesn't get out of his comfortable delivery, his mechanics stay strong. And so far, they have. And because we don't know what the market was telling Liriano in the winter before he did re-sign with the Pirates, but I would imagine this was a situation where he enjoyed pitching in Pittsburgh for Clint Hurdle and Ray Surge. And on top of that, because they the way they knew each other, the Pirates probably made the best offer to him financially, even in the off season. So him coming back was a pretty easy decision for Frankie.
Well, it has to be a good sign the starters, the pitching staff getting off to a good start because they've been adjusting to a new catcher with Russell Martin no longer there. Francisco Cervelli, who was identified as a good receiver and a good fit for Martin. How's it been watching Cervelli learning the pitchers and vice versa? Would, from the outside, it seems it's been a nice, smooth transition to this point.
Well, yes, it has. Most of it has taken place out of sight. Frankie hasn't really caught that many of the pitchers in games. Tony Sanchez and Chris Stewart have actually caught many more innings in Grapefruit League games thus far than Cervelli has. But behind the scenes in the clubhouse, you know, he huddles up with the pitchers, has done most of the catching of them in the bullpen, you know, where you can obviously communicate more between pitchers and you can take your time in getting to know somebody, both on a personal level and also on a stuff level, you know, what they like to throw. And I think the pitchers have been most impressed by how Cervelli has taken time to spend a lot of time with them, you know, away from the actual battery connection, just making a personal connection with them in the clubhouse. And that has a lot to do with being in the same wavelength as your pitcher once the games do start.
Yeah, and one negative to that Pirates pitching staff early in spring training, the injury to Brandon Compton, who had that dreaded appointment with Dr. James Andrews, Tommy John surgery. He was kind of a sneaky, important depth guy there, it seemed like, last year, a guy that Clint Hurdle would go to when, you know, he needed, you know, whether it was a spot start or, you know, long out of the bullpen, and kind of an important guy. What does his injury do to the makeup of the bullpen?
Yeah, Brandon's a real bulldog. When you look at his numbers from last season, they are totally skewered by the fact that he had one horrible outing in Los Angeles where he was left out in the mound to eat up some innings and gave up like 10 runs in two innings. So other than that, he's a very dependable pitcher. Unfortunately, I think this impacts on a personal level Brandon himself more than perhaps the Pirates' depth on the staff, because they do have a lot of capable arms who can essentially fill that role that Compton had as the swing man, you know, the insurance for the rotation. Casey Sadler, who also made his major league debut last season, thus far has had a very strong spring. He's got the same makeup personality as Compton, you know, ironically. Nick Kingen, one of the top prospects, has yet to pitch the majors, but spent a lot of time in AAA last season, is another pitcher who could be one of the first responders if there's an emergency with your pitching staff. And, of course, you've got a couple guys who might open the season in a bullpen but have histories as starters, could be stretched out. Stormy Pimentel and Radamez Liz, the former Baltimore prospect. A couple hard throwers who essentially could fill the role that Jean-Marc Gomez did a couple years ago when he was so effective, both as a long reliever and as an occasional starter. So depth-wise, the Pirates can definitely compensate for the loss of Compton, but on a personal level, you know, you have to do your pull for the guy that, you know, he comes back well.
Yeah, it's always fun in spring training to watch and see every roster who's going to show up and push, try to create an opening when there might not be one. And it seems like Jeff Decker is the guy with the Pirates who is not just in the early games, but just from the first day he walked in the door this spring training is saying, I want to be in Pittsburgh. What's up with that?
Pretty impressive. He kind of made himself over. He Jeff was essentially looked as the 26th man on the team, if you know what I mean. But he really committed himself in the offseason to sharpening his game all around. He slimmed down. He gained muscle. Did a lot of gym work. He's just showed up with a lot more of a pop in his bat. And what makes his potential role in the team so intriguing is that already there was no question that of the fourth outfielder candidates, he is by far the best defensively. He can play all three positions, including center. The only one the Pirates had last season to spell catch occasionally was Starling Marte, who moves over from left field, but there still creates a vacancy in the outfield. Decker can handle center field as well as the two corner outfields, has a great arm. And the one thing that he's lacked in the past, some pop in his bat, has shown up. So that makes a very interesting roster decision as we get near the season. And Decker basically is your Pepper Potts gamer. And when his skill catches up to his the energy with which he plays the game, that's a pretty compelling combination.
Yeah, and that the Travis Snyder trade kind of opens a door for somebody, whether it's Decker or Lambeau, one of the other candidates. It's going to be interesting to watch that play out the rest of the spring training. And I'm wondering if you're spending a lot of time hanging around Frog Creek with relief pitcher Brad Lincoln. How's that going?
I've hung around with Brad, but not that Frog Creek where he's spending the spring training living in his trailer. Brad is one of, former Pirates. They brought him back with a non-roster minor league deal. He looks well. He's throwing the ball well, but it's a pretty steep competition for that remaining seat in the bullpen, so we'll see how it pans out. I do think Brad should definitely have his own blog so we can refer to the Lincoln logs.
Perfect. But I don't know if we want our bosses to get any ideas about our RV parks. That's probably not – that wouldn't be a good fit for us. Tom, thank you very much. For Tom Singer, this has been Phil Rogers. This is MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition, and we went all the way through without even mentioning Jung Ho Kang. Next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.